Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, improvforhumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, the best taste in the universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Mookie Echo! Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me! Turn up a little bit. Brett. We're in the new year, 2024, but this is Ghost from 23. You gotta love this.
Dude, I haven't even heard this one yet.
Really? It's a good intro. You got a minute of a play up. Echo, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mookie, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
This is going to air. This is a good line read. And humans, we're in January, and I see so many suggestions waiting for us on the Discord, on the Improv for Humans Discord that you can get by being a member of improvforhumans.com. And we're seeing a lot of good, so many that I'm going to say three at a time, and you can choose which one inspires you. Okay, fellas, to tell a story, and then we'll do some improv based on that story. How about the word robbery? It's always an interesting word. Then we got whippets, and we got inconsiderate. Those are three different words. Does that make you think of a story?
Whippets is a great one.
Well, robbery in particular makes me... like. I used to work at a GameStop in the hood in Chicago, Illinois. And we would get robbed a lot. Like, it would just, you know, people... I've been, like, there was this one instance where this guy came in and, you know, he was just, like, looking at games on the wall. And then he just said, F it, I'm thirsty. And knocked the back door, like, blew it open. Like, it was on his hinges, but he just, like, ran through the back door, grabbed a handful of video games, came out the back door and was like, get the F out my way, man. And just, like, ran out. And I was like, what the heck, you know? So they wound up catching a guy, and GameStop's like, Echo, you were there, so you have to testify. And I'm like, okay, I'll testify. Yeah. And I was like, God, I guess I'll testify, right? So I go to court, and the guy's over there, and the attorney's like, you know, so you're saying you saw him go in the back. I was like, yeah, he said, F it, I'm thirsty. Then he went in the back, you know, and he came out, and he's like, did you see him actually go into the back? And I was like, well, no, but unless there's a portal there, he went into the back, you know? And then like people in the courthouse kind of laugh, like it was like kind of a joke. And I was like, you know, whatever. And the dude winds up going to jail for like 8 months, and then he's out. He comes back into the store.
Oh my
like
God.
A year later. And I see him come in, and my heart drops like to the pit of my stomach. And I see he lifts up his pants. There's one customer in the store with me. He lifts up his pants. I see his gun. He has a chrome-plated gun.
Jesus, dude.
I didn't see it. This is insane. There's one customer in the store, and he's about to leave. I was like, wait, did you see this game? Like, this other game is like, you got to see this game, right? I'm just trying to keep this guy in the store with me because I'm, like, terrified. I write a note to my other coworker, like, call the police. It's the guy, you know? So he goes into the back. I'm keeping this customer in the store because I'm like, if this dude leaves, this dude's going to probably turn around and shoot me.
Oh, my God.
Somehow we wind up hearing sirens going off. And the dude winds up leaving the store. I lock the store. We close the store. The dude gets out. You know, I'm like, holy fuck. I, like, didn't come back to the store for, like, 6 months because I was just, like, shaking. And then I did wind up coming back to the store, and it happened to be the first time I did acid. I was working one night.
What?
I didn't realize that acid lasted 24 hours, and I didn't realize acid the night before at a party for the first time ever, and I was like, oh, this is great. Whoa. And I was like, there was this little box that said acid makes you smart. And I was like, oh, it does. It like opens you up. And then the next day I was like, fuck, I have work at this place. And so I go to work and I see not the same guy anymore, but there was another guy and he was just pacing the place weird. And for some reason I was just on acid and I was just like analyzing everything. And I was like, no, this dude's about to rob us. No way. No way. So like I wound up shutting the door down and I wound up just quitting that night on acid and being like, I can't do this anymore. F this. But that's what robbery made me think of. And I'm still out today because I quit that job, probably.
Holy shit.
That's insane, dude. He could have shot you.
He could have.
Like, that was obviously, whether he was going to or not, he was there to scare the shit out of you. And he succeeded.
1,000%. Yeah, Jesus Christ. I mean, I felt like I was protected somehow. You know, it was very wild. But that's, yeah.
Can we cut to the moment where you're trying to keep the guy in the store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm good.
Oh,
I think I just like Fallout and any of these other games. Yeah. I'm just not going to be good at.
No, Fallout's really good. I think I'm just going to. But you say you have kids, right? You have kids, right? Because Pikmin.
Yeah, I want something Pikmin I can play with her. Out. But
hey, man, when you have a second, can you help me out? I'm looking for something in particular.
Yeah, of course, sir.
I'm looking for something really particular.
Okay.
You can help him, because I think I'm just going to head home.
I will help him.
I think we're just going to watch a movie.
Wait, there's a, do you know Fallout? There's a special edition of Fallout? Did you know that?
Yeah, we got all of them.
I know Fallout. Go home.
Okay, we got to watch
a movie. What movie are you going to watch?
That's one of those first-person shooter games, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right? It's a first-person shooter. It's like a sandbox.
It could be third-person as well.
What's a third-person shooter? Describe that. I've never heard of that.
When you see the person, you see the whole body as opposed to...
You see the whole body in front of you.
Just the viewpoint of the gun.
I like first person, though, so I don't want to be the third person here, and I'll just...
Oh, no. What movie are you going to watch, my man? Have you seen Ring of Fire?
The Barbie.
I was seeing Oppenheimer. Are you talking to me or him?
I'm talking to the customer I'm helping serve. You can just give me 1 second.
I'm watching this with my...
I'm going to help you.
I'm kind of... Do you guys sell drinks? I'm kind of thirsty.
We don't sell drinks. There's no.
You don't have like Diet Coke rental. Or like a bottle of Dasani or something.
No, we don't. That's you're thinking block. Block.
You got candy up here. You got peach rings.
I do.
And nerds. And you don't sell drinks.
We don't.
That's kind of fucked up. You expect me to eat a sugary box of nerds and not wash it down with something?
We cut to an abandoned building about 24 hours before that, when all the bad guys in the neighborhood are hanging out. So what's your catchphrase again? I'm thirsty.
Fuck it, I'm thirsty.
Fuck it, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of like... It's
no matter where you're at?
Yeah, I'm thirsting to do a crime. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But it's kind of...
People confuse that for actual thirst.
Sometimes they do.
I would. I feel like if I was at the place being robbed, I would think
it doesn't work as well.
Just having a mental breakdown.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well when you rob like a bar. You know what I mean, or like a restaurant that has drinks in it. You know what I mean. You gotta really pick where you are, where you say it.
Yeah.
Well, have you robbed a bar?
A restaurant? Like, do you?
Well, I'd say the same
thing.
I'm
hungry.
I'd say, fuck it, I'm thirsty. And then sometimes they'd be like, sometimes they're like, hey, quit. You know, they think I'm a drunk idiot. Or the bartender will be like, he's drunk, I'm going to pour him a glass of water.
Yeah.
I would assume you're going to garbage mouth someone else's drink off the bar or something.
Yeah. Nah, I try and usually at that point I'm going for the register.
Bo, if I could be 100% honest, it feels like you're kind of stealing my slogan. Screw it, I'm crazy as hell, and I'm also very, very thirsty. I think you're taking my phrase and co-opting it to be something for yourself, man.
Right. I don't know if I'd call it taking it. I would say, you know, like, I think you could chalk that up to, like, inspired by.
I inspired you?
Inspired me, yeah.
Fine?
And if I really do like your catchphrase, but as I told you when you first introduced it to us, I kind of was like, I have a couple notes on it. I think it's a little long. I think it can get condensed a little bit.
Yeah. Can I hear them right next to each other just as a third?
Yeah, let's do it right. Okay,
third-person shooter here.
Screw it!
Fuck it.
Screw it! I'm crazy, and also I'm very thirsty.
Okay. Good. Now I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm thirsty.
Yours does come out a little bit.
It's quick. You know what I mean? It's punchy. Quick. It's punchy.
But I feel like mine, they're thinking like, I'm getting multiple layers. Hey,
and we cut to robbery with that guy. He's right in the middle of his screw it.
I'm crazy. And also, I'm fucking thirsty.
Oh, I got robbed last week by the fuck it, I'm thirsty guy.
Oh, that son of a bitch is on my territory? What the hell? Hey,
just hang tight. His catchphrase was long enough that we had time to call the police.
Damn. Anyway.
Do your catchphrase again, though.
You want to hear? Oh, thank you so much.
There's
I appreciate
more nuance
it.
To it. It's not as punchy. Okay.
Screw it. I'm crazy. And also, I'm fucking thirsty. Now give me the money.
Yeah, that and look, also really slows him down.
Yeah, it's like by the time he gets to the end of it, I'm just like, I don't even feel scared anymore.
Y'all better stop whispering to each other and give me the goddamn money.
That's a better one.
We were just complimenting. Oh, that was like a good one.
Y'all better stop whispering to each other and give me the money.
Give me the
money. We cut back to him with his criminal buddies.
Yeah, so I got a new one now. It's really working. I'm getting the money and the robberies down in 20 seconds flat with this new one.
All right, let's hear it. I'm listening.
It's hey, y'all unlimited money now. It's kind of like that.
I feel like you had said it earlier when you came in. There was something about whispering.
I'm editing. Oh, okay. Y'all better stop whispering.
Let's talk some more about that.
It is all branding, humans. And I'm not even fucking kidding. Kids these days, they don't even know what they want to be when they grow up, but they're building their brand for whatever it's going to be.
They all want to be influencers. Ugh.
Yeah, who wants to influence anyone? Humans, let's go back to these words. Languish, that's a word. Card is a word. Trendy. Any of those do anything for you? Card. Do you think trendy lately? What's the most trendy thing you've done lately?
Trendy. What is the most trendy lately. Thing I've done lately? I was encouraged recently to get jeans that are like slightly wider and baggier. I feel like I'm like changing with a clothing trend right now, where like I feel like for years and years I wanted t-shirts and jeans. I think like coming out of the early 2000s into the 2000 teens was like, you know, indie rock strokes, like, you know, skinny jeans and like tighter fitting t-shirts. And now I feel like the trend is moving towards more like bigger, baggier fitting t-shirts and jeans and stuff like that. And I think I'm finally starting to embrace that trend and like the way that it looks on my body, because I feel like because I'm 5 years behind it, probably, or 3 years behind it. And it feels now like I can see it on enough other people to go, I think I like that, and then try it for myself. And now like I'm wearing clothes that are just like a little bit bigger and baggier on me, and I'm adapting with the trends as a 40-year-old man.
He cuts to we all cut to one of those kind of Nordstrom's like places that got a lot of brands on the same floor of men's clothing. And Michael is he's like 10 yards away from these two guys who are looking over at him and whispering. Yeah, that's how it's going right now. That's the new thing that's going on. That's the new thing going on for sure. Thing,
yeah.
Are you guys, can I help you guys? Do you work here?
I shop here on the reg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're regular shoppers.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, they actually have people go out and grab the clothing for us and bring it to us.
Oh, that's cool. I've actually never even been in here before. This is kind of like, maybe you guys could help me. I'm looking for... I'm trying to get away from these tight t-shirts and jeans. Sorry. I'm looking for some new shirts and jeans, just like something a little kind of maybe that fits a little looser on me. You know what I mean? I know I'm kind of a skinny jeans and slim fit t-shirt kind of guy, but I'm kind of trying to get away from that. You kind of like the clothes you guys are wearing, yeah?
Oh yeah, the comfortable loose fitting.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like this.
It's even less about comfort for me at this point. It's like I kind of just want to go with I've been seeing people wearing, young people wearing these kind of clothes, and I'm kind of interested in trying it myself.
So it's not coming from a real place. I'm just kind of doing.
Oh, I mean, it's coming from a real.
What you're wearing now seems to, I don't know, suit who you are. You don't need to change to please other people.
Oh, yeah. That's such a nice thing for you to say to me. Wow.
It's you and I think Vampire Weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But like older.
Yeah, no. And I don't feel like they've had a good album in a while. I know they just had a new album.
But I'm
like
sure
this
you
year, but
like
really
the album
it.
That came out when it did.
Yeah.
The one, style you're wearing came out.
The one
out
that was like.
Yeah, of course.
That was their first album. That was about 2006 or so.
About 5 minutes later, the guy who actually does work at Nordstrom's and goes and gets the clothes and takes them to the changing room has been trying to avoid him and been running around. He finally grabs him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, sorry. Can I help you? All the changing rooms are locked. I feel like I need your help.
I have to open a changing room. I just have three items here.
I have two shirts and a pair of jeans.
Can I see those?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if these are for you.
Okay. I don't know if they're for me either. That's why I want to try them on.
You want to think about these and I'll set them aside and you can come back tomorrow?
Part of me thinking about them is that I just try them on and see what they look like in the mirror. So is it cool if I just...
Okay, it's my lunch break. Can I just set them aside?
Okay, when do you get back from lunch?
And you can come back. I have an hour and a half, hour to hour and a half
an lunch hour break. And a half that starts right now?
Hour into hour and a half.
It's 3 p.m. You close at 5.
If you can just come back, and he goes, so he goes to lunch at one of the nicer restaurants around there, and he sees other people kind of whispering at other tables and looking at him.
I don't know what year that is.
Can I get a
2003 or
something? Can I get a bento bowl with chicken teriyaki and Philadelphia roll?
Bring me back
roll?
To the past. Bring me back to the past.
Coming right away.
And we see the wait staff now looking over. And talking and whispering.
Oh, I don't know what year. Yeah, it's not this year.
What is I'm
time capsule. A time capsule or something. I don't know.
How old is everyone in this mall? I'm.
excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
What you're doing, it isn't right the way you look. For the restaurant, it is.
Excuse me?
And now we see it's the entire mall. It's eerily silent. Like everyone has turned and stopped talking and is looking at him.
It seems like the criticism from everybody in this mall is that my clothes are outdated, and that's the reason I'm at this mall.
What you're doing isn't right.
Hey, who said that?
Leave.
Hey.
Why'd you just leave?
Mommy, I'm scared.
Hey, no, look.
Why is he not dressed right?
I know my clothes are a little tight, but that's the whole reason I'm here. Can't you understand? Why doesn't anybody understand me?
He doesn't care about the current trends.
I do. I'm trying. I'm just a few years behind. Can you please be patient with me?
He stands up too quickly and spills soup all over his lap.
He runs back
to the clothing store, and the clothing store is fucking empty. Like there's no clothes there. It's just empty racks. It's completely abandoned. No one's there.
God's name has happened here. Oh my God.
He sees the guy that had been not helping him earlier, kind of run around a corner to escape.
Hey, I see you over there. Hey.
And he runs back to try to catch him.
Hey, come on
from
there.
Now he's in the bowels of the mall behind where you're not supposed to be. It's only where employees are supposed to be.
Hey, where the heck? I just want to try on a pair of jeans, of wide-fitting jeans.
He sees a crate of exactly what he's talking about, the jeans he had earlier. It's all baggy, oversized jeans in his size.
I'm feeling a little thirsty. I'm going to have taken a few of these home with me since nobody here is going to help me. Try them on myself, one in every size. Maybe I'll get the biggest jeans I've ever fucking seen in my whole fucking life and wear them and stick my whole body inside one of the legs. Maybe I'll start a new trend. Yeah.
He shows up the next day to a diner, and he's wearing he's all in one leg of this one pair of giant baggy jeans.
Hello, ma'am.
People always whisper, "Oh, there's that." Oh, something's different.
The belt is tied around the waist is tied around his neck, and he has one of his arms coming out the other leg. Hello, I'd like 2 eggs over easy, please, with hash browns, sourdough toast, and turkey sausage.
Of course, and I'm going to throw in a free coffee for you as well, sir.
Wow, thank you so much. That's so nice of you.
I'd like to buy a coffee for you as well.
Wow, I'll take 2 coffees.
I'll buy him a coffee.
Hey.
I want to buy him a coffee too.
Thanks, everybody. This is so lovely of you.
Wow. 45 minutes later, he has all these coffees to go. These.
Thank you so much. I hope I don't spill them on my new outfit. can you help me carry these out to my car?
Now he's hopping down the sidewalk.
With like 100 coffees.
Hey, buddy, spare a coffee?
Sorry, these are for me.
Really?
Get a job, you piece of shit.
What a fucking asshole this guy is. Jesus.
Yeah, look at your clothes, your stupid dirty clothes.
We see him later. He spilled a lot of the coffee all over his new clothes.
That's part of the trend. It's part of the trend. Giant jeans with coffee stains all over him. It's actually part of the trend.
Honey.
Yes, baby.
I want you to come to bed.
And yeah, okay.
Leave those clothes on, baby. Leave those clothes on. You are turning me on, this new you.
Oh, I am? Oh, my God. Yes. We haven't made love in years. Climb into this giant pant leg with me. There's room for
I'm going to get in with you. Here I go.
Come on. Oh. Now, careful. It's still a little, smells like old coffee. I've been spilling coffee on it all day long.
It's kind of an aphrodisiac.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, that was obviously inspirational. Let's go back to the Discord. By the way, that robbery story was pretty unbelievable.
Oh my God, yeah. Nuts.
That's why I would suggest people not testifying.
Yeah, not for a corporation. No.
Yeah,
way.
Let Johnny Law figure that one out.
Yeah, yeah.
But good for you, I guess, for trying. You didn't know.
As this dude's going to hear this podcast, like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He just re-jogged my memory.
I knew I should have gotten behind the paywall. Humans, baggage is a word. Mm. Ooh, lost is the very next word. And then there's touchy. Lost, baggage, touchy. Gee. We all know my feelings on touchy. But what about baggage? Any baggage stories?
We've all got it. I don't, this isn't really a story. I'm just trying to think of anything baggage, but I remember going to, I took a trip to Austin one time and my bag, I had like a duffel bag that would like had a rip in it. And when it came out of the, like the carousel at the airport, it had ripped completely open in the plane and all my clothes came out of it and they just put it in a giant plastic bag, which was just funny to me. Just like everybody's nice clean bags were coming out. And then like my bag with like that was literally they put in like a giant clear trash bag with all my shit in it. And it was just like it looked like I had packed it that way. And people were just like, whose bag is that? It was nice of them to do it and not just like send it out with my shit all over the place. But it was just like it looked like I had at my house taken all of my clothes, thrown it in a giant clear garbage bag with my duffel bag. And then like had to like carry that like through like to like in like my Uber and stuff like that, and like carry this giant trash bag with all my shit in it.
Oh my God. So we see that coming out down the carousel. What the fuck? This guy didn't even bother to put his stuff in his bag.
Oh, Jesus, that's
Christ.
Hey, buddy. Excuse me. Is that yours?
This is yours?
Yeah, that's mine. I think my bag.
Why don't you pack it home? Pack it home. No respect for the airlines, man.
Are you gonna get to your destination?
Look, I can't afford.
Jesus Christ!
I can't afford big fancy luggage like you guys have that like rolls next to you while you walk through the airport. I have my dad's old duffel bag that he used for when he played sports when he was a kid, and that's what I have. And it ripped. Okay, I'm actually pissed.
Oh, I bet he's dead too. And also, my bag trails behind me.
I'm actually here for his funeral.
Oh, wow.
Take five minutes and pack up.
This is how you honor your father? Packing like this?
You know.
I can see your underwear.
Yeah, it's a clear bag, man. We can see everything you're packing.
Yeah, I can see your socks, your underwear, your floss.
Okay, well, you're looking. You're the one looking.
I can't help but look.
We haven't got our bags yet. We have to look at the conveyor belt to see.
That's one of the agreements of society is we hide these things from each other because it's disgusting.
It wasn't
dental
my
floss
fault.
And underwear is disgusting.
Ew, man.
Ew.
Okay, listen.
Hide your underwear. God.
Everybody. I thought the thing in the airport was we're all just supposed to ignore each other and leave each other alone.
Exactly. That is it. And you forced us to not do that.
Hey, you're looking at my underwear. You're the one who keeps looking.
You're putting your inside outside to us right now. We don't want to see that. Keep it to yourself, man.
All
right,
fine.
And look, some of the underwear is inside out. Do not, before you pack... Make all your underwear.
Maybe just got jostled and turned itself inside out.
There's streaks in some of the underwear. You packing dirty clothes, man?
No, it's just again. I can't. I've had this underwear for a long time. I can't afford.
Oh, they're really streaks.
yes, ma'am. There's
okay,
streaks
okay.
here.
I'm taking
that
my bag off.
That is unacceptable.
I'm taking my bag off the belt here, and I'm gonna find another something to put it in so that you all don't have to.
How about the duffel bag?
It ripped. The reason my clothes are out is because the duffel bag ripped.
Oh, that's just an excuse. You probably ripped it so you didn't have to pack it.
Fine. I'm taking all my stuff out, and I'm taking it out of the bag, and I'm putting it in the ripped duffel bag, and I'm going to do my best. And he shoves it all into
the... Yeah, you do your best.
And he's carrying it. And he's walking through the airport, and there's...
And some people are supporting
him. Trail of
I know
of
you're doing your
underwear.
Best, buddy.
Oh, hey, thanks. That guy works here.
Just do your best.
Damn it, I'm leaving a trail of skid mark underwear.
I just tripped on this underwear! Jesus Christ! Ow!
Ow!
Sue him, not the airport. Sue him, not the airport. Oh, God.
I'm going to sue that guy.
Hey, mister, you go pick up your underwear. Just fell out of your ratty hole bag. It has streaks on. Okay. I don't want my kids seeing that.
I'm trying. I'm just trying to get to my dad's funeral.
Just do your best.
Hey, thanks. That guy needs a raise, okay?
Why doesn't he help you?
I don't know. He keeps yelling from a distance. Every time I walk towards him, he keeps moving farther away from me so he can yell at me from a long distance away.
Hey, man, all I know is I hope you're not going to see, like, your dad's dead grave or something like that, because he'd be really disappointed in you right now.
Well, we're going to be lowering him into his grave.
Oh.
Oh,
great. I was
just
saying that randomly. I didn't know that. Wow. It just seemed like the worst-case scenario to be this discombobulated in an airport.
About what I said earlier, too. Oh. I didn't know you guys were lowering him into the grave.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's kind of what the funeral's all about, yeah.
Oh, wow. You didn't say that specifically.
Well, okay.
It could have been a memorial, too. You know, we don't know, man.
Yeah, he could have already been burnt to ashes, just sprinkling it somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah. You could have cremated him, too. You don't have to put him in the grave. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know your life.
Graves kind of an old school concept. Yeah. Most people cremate.
You guys are,
way too
interested in what's going on with me. I feel like you... Why are you in Austin? What are you in Austin for?
I'm here for South by Southwest, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I coached the Longhorns.
Oh, wow. Are you a filmmaker?
No, I'm a musical artist.
Oh, what kind of?
I do indie pop punk.
Oh, wow.
I coach the football team, and I do graffiti art.
Wow. And what does your underwear look like?
Well, obviously, it's labeled Monday through Sunday, and today is Thursday, so my underwear has Thursday around the strap, around the elastic end.
Okay. Well, I think that's weird.
Wow, what a burn! We cut to the funeral right in the moment. All right, everyone, this is the moment where we're going to actually lower the casket into the grave. So, everybody who wants to help with that, you can gather around.
I want to help. Okay. I'll miss you.
Excuse me.
I'll miss you, old man. Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm his son.
Which son?
His only son.
Oh, he talked about you.
He did?
His son's here.
His son's. Can we just check the ID just
to
make sure?
The one who never visited?
That's I look a lot like him. You know it's me. It's me, Michael. Michael,
if that's your name, can I just check your ID really quick, man? If that's okay,
just real quick.
Who are you? Okay, father, sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Here you go.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, see, he has one of those flashlights that has like a black light on it too.
Okay, let me see. Okay, yes. Okay, all right.
My date of birth is November 14th, 1983. I mean, okay. What do you want?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and so you're 40. Here you go.
Yeah, just turned 40.
You haven't seen your father in a long time. Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just because of distance. You know, I live in Florida. And...
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Most of us who see him all the time, we just wanted to cremate him.
Yeah.
But you insisted on the...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everybody get a hand on the casket. Let's just lower it in slow.
Miss
get a grip on it there, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Okay, you got to get a corner.
Yeah, you got
to
get
a corner. Okay, I'm going for it. You guys are like all crowded around. I don't even have room to reach.
All right, but you set your feet. Whoa.
Okay, hey. I'm trying.
And
the casket drops into the grave, and he falls into the grave, and his duffel bag with all his underwear falls into the grave that he had on his shoulder.
There's shit streaks.
Ah, Jesus.
Just bury us.
Deodorant. Gross.
Just bury us. Come on, everyone get a shovel and get some dirt on here.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Okay, here's some good words. Engagement is a word. Hammer is a word. And wee-wee, hammer, engagement.
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee, hammer, engagement.
Wee-wee can mean pee-pee or wiener. I don't have a story, and we don't have to use that word. True. I just want to make sure I said that.
That's true. Wee-wee just reminds me of a nickname almost for somebody. So when I grew up, my nickname was Poo. Poo. That's what everyone called me. All the youngest kids were named Poo. And then since I was the youngest, like all the babies, they called him Poo. Since I was the youngest, it stuck with me like for a long time. And I had a cousin named Brandon, and he would come over, like he was like our close cousin. He'd come over and play with us. And my brothers and sisters thought it was funny to pit us against each other all the time, because they just thought it was funny, like the two younger siblings having, or two younger family members having a fight. And they would get me furious with this little saying that they would say. And it would go, Brandon, we like Brandon, we don't like poo. And they would just say that over again. Brandon, we like Brandon, we don't like poo. And then I would just get furious, like so angry, and just like want to fight Brandon and stuff like that. But they would really
pit us against each other big time. But Brandon, we want to become very, very good friends. But I just, my brother's just, and then we would do like these Kung Fu Sunday days where we watch Kung Fu, which came on like Channel 26 The U. We didn't have cable or anything like that. So Kung Fu would come on every Sunday. And my older brother would get on his knees and fight me and my cousins. And he like act like he was a Shaolin master and stuff like that. And we just like go at it with each other. But that's sort of just made me think of.
We see a family reunion at a Thanksgiving dinner. It's like they're all in their early 30s now.
There he is. That's,
hey.
Haven't seen him in a while.
Hey.
Echo.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, good to see you.
Yeah, it's
looking good.
If you don't remember, I'm Roger. I'm Brandon's older brother.
Yeah. Cousin Raj, what's up,
yeah,
man?
Nice to see you.
Nice to
You're
see you.
You're all grown
too.
Up.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. Time flies.
Doesn't it? But yet, yeah. You can. I still remember so many good memories. So yeah. Remember when we'd all fight after the Kung Fu movies?
yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah, and remember, yeah. Brandon. Ooh. We love Brandon. Ooh. We don't like poo, and you were poo. Remember,
I remember that.
You know what was weird about that?
What? What's that?
You know what? Never mind.
No.
We're so much older now.
No, what was weird? What was weird about it?
It's weird to talk about things like that so many years later. It's been really decades, hasn't it?
Oh, no, yeah.
Look how much we've grown.
Yeah.
I got a beard. Though.
Yeah, you got a beard now. I got this fun little Fu Manchu.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
We both have significant others. Like,
yes,
we've all moved on. We do have people who love us. So it wouldn't matter that we actually did love Brandon. We did.
Yeah, that you guys didn't like me, essentially.
Did you know that at the time that we actually didn't like you?
Yes.
It wasn't just a way to get you instigated?
No,
we
yeah.
We did love Brandon, but we didn't like you being poo.
I mean, no, I felt excluded a lot in childhood by you guys. Yes. So the words hit, but also the actions you guys took also hit. Like, you give Brandon Kool-Aid and then you guys would lock me out of the house. And that those like it was pretty obvious that
it wasn't just fun and games. It was we just didn't like you.
Is that poo?
It is, Brandon.
What's up, man?
Brandon, wow.
Hey, what are you doing inside the house? Son of a bitch.
We're adults now. Ha ha ha. What's up, man?
Man.
Oh, wow. You got bigger. Wow.
Brandon.
Yeah,
Brandon.
I got really big. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
did you get? Have you had a drink yet? Did you get any of the punch?
I did not get a punch, but I got a Bud Light. I got a Bud Light from the fridge. So.
Oh,
yeah.
None of the punch for poo.
No punch for you.
No punch.
Hey, I got a punch for you. Ow!
You guys remember?
Don't do that.
Man.
Not kids anymore.
Yeah, man. It's good to catch up with you, man. My life has been just nothing but incredible since since last time I saw you. Just like,
we cut to an hour later, there's an ambulance outside and police. There's a steak knife now in Brandon's shoulder. Okay, just let everybody calm down.
I'm tired of this shit.
Let's
tired of this shit.
Out.
That's all you got. Put another
I'm
knife
sick.
In. Give me another knife. I'll stab him again. Poo stinks. P-U. Poo stinks. P-U.
We see tired of y'all.
We see the police work their way into the house. Okay. All right. Everybody calm down. Now, where did this start? Who killed the dog?
Look, I think the dog was an accident. Like, we trampled over him as we were tussling, okay?
It was Pooh, man. He's always so emotional, man. He can never take a joke, man. He can never take a joke.
It's not a joke. You guys just told me how everything you meant it. You made it very clear. You kept needling me on.
Have you guys been drinking? It doesn't. It's too early for that.
I've just been having punch.
I've had a Bud Light. I have one Bud Light, officer.
So just tell me how it started.
How much time do you have? It started when I was born into this family.
Obviously. Okay, well, they don't have that much time.
Okay, well, all I know is that he assaulted me, kept punching me, and things got out of hand, officer. So it's branded. He was the instigator.
Can I tell my side of the story, please?
Yeah.
You have to understand, this is little Pooh, right?
Okay.
Don't call
He's me. The little runt of the family. He's little right. Pooh.
I'm sick. You understand
family dynamics, right?
All the cops standing around, they get it because they're all fucking bullies. They're like,
You understand family dynamics, right? You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, I was the older brother. Yeah. I get it.
Like, who's to say
I was the older brother, too. I get it. All the cops seem to have been older brothers. Yeah, I was the older brother, too. Yeah, right? I get it.
Yeah. Well, that's just kind of how it goes. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, that's all so we I see Echo down in jail. He's the only one. We see the other prisoners over to the side.
Hey, man.
On the count of three. Brandon, we like Brandon.
Hey, yeah. What the?
We hate Pooh. What? What's that, new guy?
No, fresh meat. Man. Just nothing, man.
We heard just about chilling. You, man. We've heard about you. We were waiting for you, man.
From who? You heard about me from who? What are you talking about?
Oh, you know.
I don't know me.
Brandon. You heard about Pooh.
No. Yeah. You, dude, look, I don't know what you heard. My name's not Pooh. My name is Ezekiel, okay?
That's not what we
Ezekiel.
Heard.
Ezekiel. That's, look, I don't
that
know.
Sounds like heard, a, that sounds like a name you just made up.
It's not Pooh. That's all I know. That's not who I am. I'm a grown man. I'm 35 years old, okay?
And he stayed in the prison system for years because every time he's about to get on parole, someone would instigate him with that phrase. And we cut through years of therapy and those circles of guys where everyone tells their story about going into rage. And finally, one day when he's like 78 years old, he's getting out of prison. Good luck out there, man. And remember, no matter what, anyone calls you poo or says they like someone else or even does some chant about you, just don't let it get to you. Yeah, you're a good guy. You're a good guy inside.
I'm a good guy. I've done the work.
I'm
a lot better now. Thank you for those books and everything you all have done. I will truly miss you all.
And he finally walks out of prison for the first time in decades, and there to greet him is Brandon,
oh, no.
Leaning on the side of his car. Brandon. What's up, little Pooh? Been a long time.
What are you doing here, Brandon? I told them I didn't want you to pick me up.
The rest of the family's dead. They
it's
all.
Just you?
I'm the last one. They all fought each other until they all killed each other.
Damn. You and me. I can't lie, I could see that coming. I could understand it, but you know what, Brandon? I've forgiven you for all the trouble you've done to me.
Wow, that's
the
really
bygones are
beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little poo-poo.
That was a great tale, Human. And he kills him right outside the prison. Morality tale.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I see other words here. I see overcharge. I see artifact. I see freebie. We get freebie and overcharge.
Hmm.
Right next to each other. And bottle. My daughter loves any freebie. You can just be the biggest piece of shit.
I'm the same way.
You love swag.
I cannot pass up a free thing or like some kind of deal or buy one get. I will buy things at the grocery store that are like buy one get one that I just don't even need. I just have to have it.
Wow, you love the freebie.
Yeah.
Well, you're a big Grouponer person. Did you ever get into that, Mookie?
No, you know, not really. But like, I started in the last few years, like getting apps for all like the like fast food places and grocery stores. Like I have the Vons app, and like if you earn enough rewards points, you get like a free thing. So you'll do like one reward or two reward, but sometimes it'll be like you get like a free rotisserie chicken or something. And I'm like, well, of course I'm gonna like I'll eat a rotisserie chicken. I do anyways. Or like Del Taco will just be like, you know, like they'll have a deal.
We
like
cut
a coupon
to Ralph's
that day.
And he's he's come with a stack of coupons and these guys don't. Yeah, he's out there. He says he gets a free pickled pig's foot if he has these coupons right here.
Hey, where are your pickled pig's feet?
I think that's just for the Southern Ralph's.
I think so. Yeah.
Hey, it's.
Hey, you're not supposed to come back here, dude.
Yeah, this is.
I told you
I can't come to a public grocery store and shop for groceries.
You can't come into the back. All right, let's just bring it out front here, okay?
Okay.
It says this coupon is honored in 48 of the continental United States.
Yeah, you already told me that.
And we're not in Alaska or Hawaii, right?
No, sir. We're in California.
Okay, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
It does indeed. I looked it up. You are entitled to a pickle pig's foot. I don't think we carry those in the California Ralphs.
Okay, so you're in contact with the other Ralphs in the other states, correct?
Yes,
you're not just a bunch of disparate Ralphs.
No. Sir.
Pick up the phone and give them a call.
How about we figure out a way to make it work here? We can't order it from another store, sir. So pickled pig's feet is what you want?
Yes, I want a free jar of pickled
pig's ham.
We'll give you some ham. And we'll we can give you a pickle.
Okay, I think I should get two hams and two pickles.
Oh my God.
For the inconvenience of not being given exactly what I came in here for.
Okay. We're trying to work.
I'm saying if you can't give me a jar of pickled pig's feet, then fine, I'll take ham and a pickle, but you have to give me more than just one of each to make up for it.
And a half of a big pickle.
How about you just give me my whole cart of groceries for free?
No, sir, we can't do that. We're trying to work.
I'll pay for I'll pay for the pack of gum. So you can ring me up.
Echo, can you actually call one of our Southern Ralphs?
Yes, please. I'll wait here.
Okay.
Have you ever had a pickled pig's foot? It's really good.
No, I haven't.
Have you ever had deviled ham?
I've never had what's deviled ham? I've never
It's like a can of like mashed up salty ham. It's really good.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, one second. Hi. Hi. This is the Ralph. Hi. This is... Hey, hello, sir. This is Echo from the Ralph store number 815 in California.
Are you calling all the way from Cali, 815?
Yes. Yeah, we're calling away from California.
Can you put him on speaker so I can hear what he's saying?
Yeah, one second. Okay. This store is located in Conway, Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. We're going to Conway, Arkansas. Okay, 427. Great.
Oh, number 427. Oh, wow. You guys are one of the top 10 stores in the nation.
Well, thank you, sir. We are proud of that fact. What can I do for you?
We have a customer here who has about 17 coupons.
Right. We get those types.
It's actually 22.
Oh, okay, it's 22. Sorry about that, sir. But he is very upset that we don't carry pickled pig feet in this store, and
you guys sold out.
I'm not upset. I'm just simply saying that you should have the thing that the coupon honors. Go ahead.
You seem kind of upset earlier. He's kind of changed his tone.
Okay, I'll decide what my feelings are.
Sure, yeah. That's fine. I'm just the tone just was a little bit more heated originally. We don't carry the pickles pig feet actually. So that's why I was calling you.
Oh, y'all don't carry that.
No, we don't. We don't.
And we don't carry smoked salmon here, so I get it.
Oh, yeah, wow. That makes sense. Yeah, different Ralphs carry different things.
That's true. That's true. I had some asshole, a client come in here the other day with a bunch of coupons saying, "Where's my lox? Where's my lox? I'm entitled to free lox."
Yeah.
We don't have that here.
Yeah, we don't have that here. And this person, what's your name, sir?
My name?
No, your name too. Why not?
Can I say my name first?
Freddie.
One second, sir. Oh, Freddie. Hey, Freddie. Nice to meet you. Yes. Well, this guy, I don't need his name. This guy is sorry, sir. Give me one second. He's asking us for a full grocery cart full now.
Well, that's plumb crazy.
That's insane.
Well, that's unless you ship over a jar of pickled pig's feet.
Would you be willing to express a jar of pickled pig feet for this customer?
We could put that on dry ice, and we cut to the people in that Ralph's in Conway. So we got some old boys there in Cali. They say we got to get them a jar of pickled pig's feet out there by tomorrow.
Well, that pickled pig's feet's been flying off the shelf.
I know, especially for the holidays.
And that's going to be expensive to overnight it.
That's right. That's going to come out of our paycheck.
It's going to cost about three times the cost of a jar of that pickled pig's feet stuff.
Well, that's why
we're losing money on this transaction.
I was going to make it a challenge of sorts.
Oh.
Okay.
Smokey and the Bandit style. If any of you can get a jar of pickled pig's feet to Los Angeles, California.
Whoa, Hollywood, woo, where the stars are.
Wow.
Tomorrow, I'll give you a case of Coors beer.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I will take you up on that.
I would love a case of Coors beer to go with the 10 I have at home.
Oh, my goodness.
And we see all these rednecks go jump out into their pickups. Go on, they're separate. We cut to a map of the United States. We see they're all taking different routes, try to get there in time with their own strategies.
We see that they're stopping and looking at tourist things along the way, like, wow, the biggest ball of yarn. Oh, wow.
The Rocky Mountains. Biggest ball of bubble gum.
Wow, the biggest eight ball from pool. Wow.
The guy with the biggest balls.
The biggest ball of yarn. Oh, I'm behind.
You better catch up, Buster.
We cut to a Cracker Barrel restaurant along a highway where they all pull into the same one. Well, look who's here. I guess
you're trying to get that Coors.
Oh,
man.
Looks like we met in the middle.
I guess we did. Hey, did you guys see that big old ball of yarn?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It was. I cried, if I'm being honest. It was nice to see.
I was touched by it too, just because not only was it big, it was like all the effort that went into collecting all that yarn over the years. It really struck me.
It's really fascinating.
And the fact that the whole town chipped in to do it together is just
it's really beautiful. It's so interesting. I've never seen any other communities before. I've never traveled this far away from home.
Speaking of which, I think about not returning
home.
I think I might go live in that town where that big ball of yarn is.
No. You got to come back to Conway.
You're the mayor of Conway.
But I also didn't get paid much.
And the manager of the Ralphs.
Yeah, and the manager. Come on, you can't do that.
We cut to a couple of years later. He's working at that stop for he's explaining to some tourists. Well, yeah, we about 200 yards of yarn have been added in the last year and a half.
That's
high school sewing team donated a lot of that yarn. So it's growing.
We wanted to come to America to see this. It is something that we just think it is so cool that you all care so much about Dion. It's cool. It's so cool. Yeah, you just like
don't
to
touch
see
it now. You can take pictures, but you can't touch the yarn because
yes, of course.
Oil from skin will deteriorate the yarn and makes the ball yarn smaller. You understand?
I see. It's very nice that you do this together. It is cute. It's very cute.
And he's telling his family later, and it was, I don't know where they were from, but it's just when I hear stories like that, I never regret leaving my former family behind and moving here. I just want to tell you that. I love you guys.
I love you too, Daddy. I'm so happy to be here too, Daddy.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Daddy.
We love you, Dad.
I miss Mama, but I love you, Daddy.
We love you, Dad. You're the best daddy in Kinkin' in the head.
You're the best daddy.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I like being inspired by your words. That's why I'm going to keep going back. Because there's so many of them. Unflappable is a word. Stretch Armstrong. It's another word. Cabin. I never had a Stretch Armstrong, but I remember when those were the thing.
That's like a really old toy, isn't it? I feel like I remember in the 90s they were trying to bring it back.
You can just stretch his arms.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. Did they make a movie out of that, though?
I think they did.
Apparently, because of the Barbie movie, there's a bunch of toys with scripts out there. Yeah, that's just so...
That. Like I feel a Hot like Wheels film, everything.
There's a Polly Pocket movie.
I feel like I heard, whatchamacallit, a Rubik's Cube.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, at least the things you just said are characters. Like, what's Rubik's Cube? Obviously, it's going to be like some Egyptian puzzle or something you have to figure out. It's magic.
Is it like Jumanji kind of vibe?
Yeah, exactly.
Like yeah.
Cut to a pitch meeting. Thank you guys so much for seeing me. I'm really excited about this idea. Okay, so we all know that little sticky little hand that you whap up against the wall. And then it kind of peels off really slow and shoots back to you.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm talking hands. Well, with sticky hands. Sticky hands with a Z.
Sticky hands, yeah. Okay, so we're talking about Sticky Hands, the movie. And I'm not just, before you say anything, I'm not even talking about just the movie. I'm talking about like the Sticky Hands cinematic universe.
So you don't want, you want this to be a series of different stories, of different Sticky Hands that eventually...
Yeah, there's going to be, I'm already picturing a trilogy, three movies. There's going to be some small characters that we branch off and have their own kind of thing. You know what I mean? They get a couple movies. They get a couple movies.
Can Slinky be a bad guy or you just want to stick to Sticky Hands?
I mean, maybe Slinky is in a post-credit scene or something, but I just don't see, you know, Slinky's kind of different world. You know what I mean? I'm talking about there's sticky hands, right? That sticks up against the wall and slaps back to your hand. There's the little sticky balls.
Right. I don't want to be an asshole about my idea, but Slinky's, they walk downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay, they so downstairs. Develop your own.
Build on that.
Find
That's
somebody.
Spiral
stairs would be cool.
Build on that, yeah. Build.
What about a pyramid stairs? Would walk down the entire stairs of an entire pyramid, a Slinky.
This we can connect that to Ra. We can connect that to the god Ra somehow. Maybe.
Right, Ra. This is really working out, this whole mythology.
This is what I hate about being creative. You get into the room with these executives, and they got to stick their little fingers in it, don't they? They just got to get their ideas in, don't they? That pisses me off.
Who are you talking to?
I'm kind of just mumbling to myself, if you would give me a moment.
Okay. Just very low.
We're loving this Slinky.
I appreciate the feedback.
Idea. We cut to a writer's bar later that night. It's just all fucking writers. Tell me, man. You fucking say just, you give them gold and they just want to pour fucking shit on it.
So now I got to do a rewrite of this entire movie that incorporates his girlfriend, his love interest is Slinky now.
What?
Oh,
no, I didn't even Slinky. Was perfect, but
that's what I'm saying.
It. It
and
was
I don't
so
even
real.
Want it to...
Slinky's bullshit.
And yeah. they have this idea that like a movie, like it's like they read Save the Cat once or something. Like it has to have a love interest in it. Come on.
All the heart is bullshit. Kids, adults, young people, they just want to see a sticky hand go up against something really hard.
Peel off slow.
Stick.
Yeah.
Peel
and
off
whip
slow.
Whip back to your hand. I want to make sure we have some of that in there.
Yeah. I loved your first draft when it was just 60 minutes of it peeling off.
Like yeah.
That movie.
Yeah. That was
it was
grounded.
Bold.
Yeah.
Real.
And then the third act, and then the third act was like, you know, going, am I going to get thrown up against the wall again? Is that all I'm useful for? Am I actually
and we
a
cut
real
to,
hand
we cut
that can
to
pick things
the
up?
First reading of the movie and the starlet that's reading the role of Slinky right when they finish. Oh my God. That was great. Can I say something? I know I'm just an actress, but can I say something?
No, and Miss Portman, it's just so, I'm so glad you signed on to do this. I'm such a big fan of yours.
Can I say one thing that I think would just take it to the next level, the entire movie, and just make it grounded for everyone?
Sure.
I think when I read it, it feels like the real story's about Slinky and not the sticky hands. Is anyone else getting that?
Well, I felt that
definitely,
too.
Natalie,
I felt it. Yeah.
No,
that's my one note. Well,
you get in a room with these Hollywood people and they just don't know what they're talking about.
I just feel
about.
Like.
I'm the writer. I'm the one. The idea comes from me.
Excuse
we just.
Me.
Excuse
me, I was giving you my note. It's just that maybe there should be a little more Slinky in the script to be about Slinky and that Slinky also go upstairs, not just downstairs.
Well, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
And I hear you, and I hear you.
Wow.
And I hear you, but you know, I just want to make sure that we're logically sort of, you know, a Slinky doesn't go upstairs. I don't really understand.
It would if slime in a pail was helping it. I used to love slime in a pail. I think we can get slime in a pail on board.
Okay.
Let's get slime in a pail on board.
All right,
Slinky
yeah, let me see what I can work up and.
We cut to the tabouret after they've added slime in a pail, and the actor who's just played the slime in a pail just has a couple things to say. Wow, guys. Holy moly.
Wow.
Wow. You know, when I was...
Such a big fan of yours, Mr. Gosling.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm happy to be an EP on this film now. I just...
Oh, that's the first time hearing of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my
interesting.
Terms. But I just love the connection between Slinky and Slime in a Pail, and
how he
really helped push her up the stairs.
Well, it took a lot of writing to do, but it really was about. Yeah. I really think that relationship between Slinky and Slime in a Pail is really about. Supporting people through trauma.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, I love everything about sticky hands, but maybe we just take out sticky hands.
Yeah.
And just put in those little animal like monkey things that connect to each other, that toy.
Yeah. Monkeys in a barrel.
Monkeys in a barrel. Yeah.
Monkeys in a barrel.
I think because I just feel they have more emotion to give out.
Okay.
You know?
Well, the
they
name do. Of the film they is do. Sticky Hands, the movie.
Yes. I think we keep the name. I love the name.
Oh, I okay, but no. Okay, so it's kind of yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you do get sticky hands when she's played with slime and a Slinky.
Yeah.
So I get how that could be the title. It might be better just called Slime and the Slinky, though. That kind of
that is a good name. That's a great name. I love that name. That's a great name. Yeah.
I love that name.
Yeah, it's good.
Slime and the Slinky.
Okay. Yeah. Let me.
I love being part of the creative process.
Yeah,
and
it's fun.
The keys on my laptop are actually getting worn out from all these rewrites. But okay.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show.
Exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
And humans, you are human, you're not ghost. I hope you have enjoyed the show as much as I have. My head was hurting from laughing on a couple of those scenes. Humans, if you have not been on Improv for Humans, you should go there and get a subscription because you can hear the full episodes ad-free. Get on the Professor Besser feed, which is the education feed of our Improv for Humans platform, and the Best Taste in the Universe feed. We got some video stuff on here, Brett, that's worth the price of admission in my opinion. But I want to give these guys a chance to say where they can be found on social media so people can compliment them and find out what they're doing. So Echo, are you on any social media you'd like to plug here?
Sure, yeah. I'm on Instagram as Echo Kells. That's K-E-L-L-S. And then on Twitter, which I'm not calling X, Echo K. Echo K.
There you go. Little Mookie B.
Little Mookie B, L-A-L-M-O-O-K-I-E-B on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and formerly known as Twitter.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.